Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, after a national search, the St. Louis Board of Education has named its new superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools. It is Dr. Keisha Scarlett, who has served as an assistant superintendent in Seattle Public Schools. She's also been a principal and a teacher. Dr. Scarlett, welcome to St. Louis.
Oh, good morning. Thank you so much. I feel welcome.
Well, you will officially take over the job on July 1st, and your selection has only just been announced. But what are your initial thoughts about St. Louis and its school system?
Well, I am so excited about St. Louis. I'm excited for this opportunity to lead our city, our schools, and our future into this next phase of opportunity for St. Louis Public Schools. And so I found St. Louis to be a welcoming place. I got the red carpet treatment when I came and visited. So I'm excited to come with my family and join St. Louis as part of the city.
Tell us a little bit about Seattle and the public school system there and anything that you can pull from that experience to apply to this one.
Well, I grew up here in Seattle, and I've worked in Seattle Public Schools for the past 24 years across a number of different roles. And, you know, there are a lot of similarities across schools, strong teachers who are committed, great school leaders. And then there are some different differences between the two school systems. Our school system is, you know, larger than St. Louis because we have about 50,000 students. And so as we think about sort of what I'm able to build from that, I just say that every single opportunity that I've had to lead in Seattle Public Schools has prepared me to come and be the superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools.
We saw some tumultuous times in the St. Louis Public School District. Dr. Kelvin Adams, whom you're succeeding in his 14 years, he did put the district in position to regain accreditation and stabilize things. But overall, math and reading proficiency is low. It got worse during the pandemic, which I think happened probably all over the country. But how do we turn that around?
You know, my high priorities for becoming a superintendent or coming in as a superintendent is around student achievement, school safety, and school quality and the enrollment that we have in St. Louis Public Schools. And so nationally, we know that student achievement across the country has some variation, and particularly during pandemic. And so during the first 100 days, I'm really excited for the opportunity to engage and really listen to students and families and staff to gather that data along with district data to explore and really learn about the sort of common themes around that, and then to move into that third phase, which I call empower, that planning to act together, taking action, galvanizing change so that we work together as an entire city.
I was going to ask you for your vision, but I see it right here that you said a St. Louis Public Schools education will be a gateway to unlimited possibility. If every child could hear that, right?
Yes, that's what I was communicated to me as a child. That is what I've always communicated as an educator, as a former school leader and a district leader, that is important for us to communicate hope and inspire hope and speak truth about the capabilities of our students.
There are a lot of pressures on teachers these days. They don't get paid as much as they probably should. They are dealing with kids who have a lot of issues, and they're under fire from lawmakers. What message, if any, would you have for the teachers in St. Louis Public Schools?
That teachers are the number one driver for educational outcomes for students. They are absolutely vital. They are vital. They are essential workers in our democracy for our students. And so that I value educators, I value their brilliance that they bring, I value the safety that they need in order to be able to do their role and the resources that they need as well. And so I'm looking forward to engaging with them, to exploring and also empowering them to really own their profession and to really help support the outcomes that we're looking for students in St. Louis.
You talked about those first 100 days, and certainly there is a transition period. July seems like a long time away, especially with the weather that we're having, but it's really not. I mean, you do have a timeline that's going to move along here. That's a four-month period. So how does that work for you, kind of getting into St. Louis and preparing for a job in a new city? As you mentioned, you are from Seattle.
Yeah, well, I am so excited to be able to come to work for St. Louis Public Schools and lead with this wonderful board and entire district team. And I really look forward to serving the students and families. And so that I'm working on that pre-entry plan of those transitional times to come and meet people from community, meet the school board in some ways that are beyond the interview process, meeting school teams and school leaders. And so that's part of my pre-entry plan. And I'll have some transition time to be able to do that. So I'm glad to have this sort of jump start of opportunity with the timeline they have for hiring.
All right. Well, it is a tall order. We look forward to you joining us in St. Louis. Are you a sports fan? Because it's almost essential when you live here.
I am a sports fan, but I tell you, my husband is a super fan. So he is already checking out the state's sports scene and thinking about all the ways that he can engage as well. And so those are things that we do together. So I'm looking forward to that, Debbie and Tom.
That's great. One other thing I wanted to mention is that I was looking at Chiefs for Change. That was something that you were very much involved in. Could you discuss that a little bit? Just coaching, mentorship, you know, going beyond teachers, but CEOs all the way to the top, how they can guide these young people.
Well, Chiefs for Change is an incredible organization, and I get a chance to be part of the Future Chiefs program as an incoming, superintendent, also for aspiring superintendents. And so working on how to do the operational parts of that, helping to support our communication, but also how do we sustain people in the superintendency? How do we lead to the type of longevity that Superintendent Adams had and how that stabilized, the city and I'm able to inherit that as the new incoming superintendent. So it is an amazing opportunity. I've had such a strong outpouring of support from the organization, and I'm looking forward to all the ways to be able to grow in my leadership and just be able to be the very best superintendent that St. Louis Public Schools can have.
Appreciate your time very much here on KMOX, and you just never know. You walk through the hallways of a school and you say, who's the next CEO? Who's going to be running things around here? That's why that Chiefs for Change definitely got my attention. And I know one other thing I thought of is that it's nice to have, even though, you know, we're not at the very end, but to have the pandemic somewhat behind us here. How did you manage that? And are you looking forward to entering a school system where, you know, it's not as restricted?
Yeah, you know, the pandemic, that was nothing that we could ever prepare for. And we are learning. I always say we're adapting. We're growing gills and fins, in adapting to this new environment. But the pandemic also brought some new innovations around technology. And I think about what are our opportunities with technology as we move forward and talk about the 21st century skills for our students. How do we ensure that they are the creatives, the founders, the entrepreneurs of the future through their education? So stay tuned. I'm really excited about this opportunity to lead even within this sort of quasi post-pandemic state. And how do we keep the energy going for new innovation?
We certainly appreciate your time this morning, and we look forward to speaking with you more. Officially taking over the job July 1st, Dr. Keisha Scarlett is the new superintendent of St. Louis Public Schools. Have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.